So I'm pretty confident that the first stipulation for making a RoboCop cartoon was they were like, you better get those buns right. Because his ass is impeccable in this cartoon.
Isn't really. I wasn't really focusing on that.
That's all I could look at.
I was going to say, I thought it was minusing all the violence. The horrific violence and bloodshed.
But they do keep in the fashion that he is horrifically murdered. They say mortally wounded, but that means fucking murdered, ladies and gentlemen.
That's cartoon talk for murdered. Welcome to Animation Damnation, gentle Patreon subscriber. I'm Andrew Jupin alongside Chris Cabin, Eric Siska, and Steven Zadek.
Howdy.
We're here talking
about...
You want
to fly, Mickey Mouse?
Oh, you want to fly? We're talking about an episode of RoboCop, the animated series. The episode in question is called The Brotherhood. Original air date, October 22nd, 1988. This is... I think the alternate title was RoboCop v. the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
They actually, then they colored their robes darker?
Like, is that gray. Yeah,
they're
like
gray. And they gave themselves like Shredder masks, kind of.
Yeah, nobody's technically named as the Grand Dragon.
What is with all these racist organizations calling themselves Brotherhoods?
Well, you know, because they stick together like brothers do.
Sticking together is what good waffles do. All the reasonable people tell them they're wrong.
That's the most important time to stick together, Chris.
I didn't know that this existed.
No, I didn't either.
I feel terrible because I'm a pretty big RoboCop fan.
I was a Robohead too.
Dude, but have you watched those shitty Canadian made-for-TV movies?
Okay, you win.
Yeah.
Wait, how many of them are we talking?
There's four of them.
Wait, four other movies.
TV movies with RoboCop.
And what is he doing?
What?
He's being a Canadian, an ultra, ultra Canadian RoboCop.
Is it? It's not Robert John Burke, is it?
No. It's some other dude. It's called like RoboCop, like Directives or Prime Directives, maybe some horseshit.
He's like tracking. He teams up with some Mounties and tracks down maple syrup crimes.
Yeah, there's some syrup runners.
Well, you know,
there's a loose moose.
There's a
one episode
in one of the anthologies.
Dropping moose.
He goes after a crooked hockey team.
You don't have to like it, Moose, but you're coming with me.
The ice is going to break.
Your move, Tim Horton.
Yeah, he goes after the actual Tim Horton, who turns out to be crooked. So this cartoon is RoboCop fights the Klan. It's he's Alex Murphy through and through.
They do show him get murdered in the credits in the opening scroll. There's no like, cool theme song, which I kind of wanted.
You want a cool theme song, but they definitely drew cartoon versions of the people who kill him in the movie, including a cartoon Kurtwood Smith.
Yes. Oh, nice.
It's awesome.
I didn't notice that.
It's so awesome. Like, that is, besides the fine attention to detail of his buns, the gang that kills him looks exactly the same.
The forehead and the glasses of Kurtwood Smith.
Yes. You want to hear the easiest bet I'll ever make?
Yeah.
He didn't make a nickel off that.
No
who, Kurtwood Smith?
Yeah, not a nickel.
Think about how amazing it is that you can have a movie as ultra-violent as RoboCop with Clarence Boddicker, you know, Kurtwood Smith's role, and it'll turn into an animated cartoon for children in 1988. Well,
Could you imagine that
happening now? Could you imagine, like...
Hostile, the animated series.
Well, that's the thing. But they're going to.
They've gone from making them into animated movies, into animated TV series, to making them just TV series.
How about John?
Scream the movie, the TV show.
Yeah, I watched four episodes of that.
Those are all old, though. This was like RoboCop is still kind of new. Like, we need John Wick, the cartoon.
Man, you know what?
I would watch
sign me
shit
the
out of
flying.
I'm sure
up.
There's already animes in the works. I can't imagine
No, not with no anime.
No, it has to be for children. Like, this cartoon is for children. There's no guns. It's all laser blasters. Like, he still has his hip gun.
I want the John Wick cartoon to be like G.I. Joe or like this. That
well, then you're
still
then you're living in a pipe dream, Eric.
Oh, you know what? You know, be fun. The ghost of his dog is kind of his sidekick, and it's like talking like Scooby. Do a little bit like
yes.
What's that, buddy?
Roar! He's behind a file cabinet.
Thanks, buddy. Shoots through the file cabinet.
You get some Canadian to do a bad Keanu Reeves impression. It's right where you want to be.
So my question is, when did everyone see RoboCop? Anyone see RoboCop as a little kid?
I did too.
I don't know if I was like a little kid. I was maybe in like sixth grade, middle school, something like that.
When I was
young as seven,
man.
Yeah, I think I might have been like five. My brother might have been eight or something. And we watched it with my dad. And the next day, we went to Catholic school. My brother went, and they had to watch some video about Jesus be crucified. It wasn't like gory or anything. It was just like, yeah. And then Christ went down. And like my brother started having like flashbacks to RoboCop.
What?
Yeah, like he had seen it the night before and the violence was so like in his brain. Right. And like the Jesus violence, he kept thinking of Clarence Boddicker.
Taking down the Lord our Savior.
Why make the Passion of the Christ Melford Gibson when you got RoboCop, Alex Murphy,
yeah,
died for as Christ. That's exactly. It's the same story.
And I'm sure your remake of RoboCop would be so much better than that thing that they already made.
I'm kind of okay with that movie.
Really?
It's not good. It's just an action movie. Like, they took out all the Verhoeven social commentary, and it's nowhere near as violent, but, like, I don't know. I was fine with
it. I'm kind of on that page. I don't like it, but I don't mind it. When I saw it, I was surprised.
I'll never watch it again.
I feel like I'll never watch it, period. I've never seen it.
If you haven't seen it, like, when it came out on, like, HBO or some shit, sure. I watched it. It was, like, fine.
I severely mind that movie.
So in this episode...
Wait. Before we go on.
Yeah. Please.
Chris, did it ruin your childhood at all?
It did not, as it turns out.
I want to check on your childhood.
I know. It's important. It's important because a filthy woman might come and try to ruin my nostalgic...
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if it was Robo-Woman?
Streets on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, update, Eric. Mine is still terrible. My childhood is still ruined. I
knew that. I think that's why I didn't ask. Oh, you know what? You know what's a good Robo Woman? Metroid. Remember that game?
Oh, Samus.
Oh yeah.
She turned out to be a lady in the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was that like always known though?
I don't know.
No, I think if you beat the game,
yes. You found out.
Oh,
at the
really?
The
she takes her helmet off as a lady, and everyone's like, "What?"
All the young boys were like, "Whoa!
You ruined my childhood!" And I mean, like the last hour and a half it took me to beat this game.
I'm gonna fucking melt this cartridge down. Yeah. I just played as a girl for a day.
Oh, I got cooties.
I'm gonna harass the video game designer by writing him letters in Japan.
Give me a stack of papers, Dad.
If only there was a way I could do this really fast in 140 characters and make him quit it eventually.
And rally a mob.
Yeah, oh, that'd be great.
And then, one day, Steve Jobs said, "Your suffering is over, my son. You can harass everyone."
What's weird about this cartoon is a staggering difference between the world of the movies and the cartoon world that we're building here is that I guess OCP is branching out into making things other than, like, you know, RoboCops.
That's a good point. There's like a robo-waitress.
There's robo-everything. This world is riddled with robots.
And this episode's about robot racists, and I'm kind of with them. You know?
Really?
You know, money?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Jobs for humans.
No.
Wait, what?
Because I am staunchly of the mind that we got to stop all this AI shit. Every time you see somebody post a video on Facebook of some fucking robot in Japan gives a human being a fucking bouquet of flowers, I'm like, you watch it, because those flowers are going to be fucking poison in the next test round.
Somebody broke into your bunker again, didn't they?
Dude, you have... Did no one see Terminator? Did no one see Terminator?
Yes, we saw Terminator.
Well, then you know what will fucking happen if we keep these cute robots up.
I agree with you. You're like Scalia bringing up Jack Bauer.
No, I am not like Scalia bringing up Jack Bauer because I was not killed by the left.
Not yet.
But listen, dude, it's terrifying, dude. All these robots.
We need these robots because once we have enough robots, we don't have to do jobs anymore.
But then we're just all going to be obese fucking WALL-E people.
Yeah.
And then we'll all be dead.
I don't know. You know I like a walk.
The only difference between that and now is the cool chairs, which I do not have yet.
The cool chairs would be great.
We all sound like Jeff Garland. That would be okay, too.
But, you know, you could do... You have free time to explore art.
You can walk. You can hide through the mountains.
There you go.
No, because listen, this is how they fuck you. This is what you think, right? Like, oh, yeah, they'll do our jobs. They'll fucking build our houses and clean our toilets. What are you doing for income?
We will be moving beyond income.
yeah, okay.
It's called full communism. Waldorf. Maybe you should look it up.
You did the full Waldorf there, by the way.
Your precious Starfleet engages in this activity daily.
Dude, I love Star Trek, but that system is fucking impossible.
And no, it's not.
Maybe it's not, but robots aren't the way to go, man. Star Trek, there's one robot. No. It's Data the robot.
The whole ship's a robot.
The whole ship's not a robot.
The ship is
you're
a
in
person.
My belly, Captain.
Listen, now you're
getting close to my anus, Captain.
We need the robot.
Look, I'm where? Q, get me out of here! I'm in a robot's anus! Oh, the replicator was just robot urine! Q! I've been drinking what I thought was Earl Grey, but it's robot urine.
See, listen, we need the we need to do this so everyone can explore their own passion in life instead of being, you know, forced to do labor.
I mean,
poor sucker.
I take your meaning, but just to get us back to the episode
of the cartoon of RoboCop,
the robot cartoon.
Sure, we'll get back to it. Don't get me wrong; there might need to be ethnic cleansing or wars. In order, you know, we got to thin the herd. Yeah, we'll
which the robots will love to see happen, by the way.
Which, well, let it,
they don't feel anything. What are you talking about?
They'll kill people, sure. We'll get through that. Uh-huh. It's like when they update the shitty iOS, and so we shit fucking garbage for a while.
We'll you're going to be singing a different tune when a robot's ripping your fucking throat out.
I welcome death.
And I'm just imagining us and Michael Biehn in the Terminator universe, and he's really mad at us because we're not doing our jobs right.
I told you to blow up that fucking factory.
Sorry, Mr. Biehn.
He's going to kill him in 24 hours. Do you not have a watch?
You fucking sent me back to the 40s, you idiot. Get those We Hate Movies boys in here. They've done it again.
It'd be cool if he died on the shores of Normandy.
That's a big whoops.
Yeah.
So there are robots everywhere.
Robots everywhere.
We open at a construction site, and this group of hooded gentlemen.
There's like a construction robot that's like a Godzilla construction robot.
Yes.
It's OCP's finest creation.
It's a monolith. It's like the size of Krang's big eye thing.
Yeah.
It's about that size.
The Technodrome.
The Technodrome.
Please. The God. Technodrome.
Oh, what? I apologize.
Shut up, Cabot. You know what, Cabot? You're on a show called Animation Damnation. Get your fucking facts
fuck
in order.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
God damn it. Fucking Technodrome.
So
read a comic book.
Uh-huh.
These guys throw this little thing that looks like a thermal detonator. That's for you, Eric. Right at the thing, and it makes it go haywire. And these guys are like, these fucking robots, man, they're stealing our jobs. And I'm like, is this a cartoon for children?
They're calling them EMPs, which is like I'm going to sound smart. Let me put my glasses on. Electromagnetic pulse.
That was in The Matrix. That's not smart.
But
I don't know, man. The Matrix was saying something.
Man. Have you seen that movie? Anyway.
What happens when your fucking robots come to power, by the way.
Hey, Steve, those guys read philosophy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wait a minute. I got it now. They're a bunch of thinking machines. We're in a computer. Hey. I just was reading Grant Morrison's The Invisibles. You want to do this instead?
Sorry. So the EMP should just shut off the machine. Yes. It shouldn't just make it go crazy.
It makes it evil or something, and the idea is like...
Or something.
Someone set this to evil.
So the robot goes crazy and starts like fucking up the construction site. Murphy and a cartoon Nancy Allen show up.
Which like you can animate or draw... an accurate-looking to Kurtwood Smith cartoon.
Yes.
This woman looks nothing like Nancy Allen.
She's just an April O'Neil type. You
yes,
know?
Exactly.
So she, because this is very in that style of like early, late 80s, early 90s.
I like it.
I
like this animation. It makes me feel right at home.
Exactly. That's what John Wick, the cartoon, is going to be. they're gonna contract it out. You could, Andrew, do the Keanu.
I would do it.
It would be you and Frank Welker as the dog. That'd be great. And then
I'll do it the Willem Dafoe.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Is the Yakuza in that movie? I haven't seen it yet.
What?
You haven't seen John Wick?
I'm the last man.
Are you?
On
that. Yeah, right. I think we mentioned this before, but
we have to turn this off. We have to stop and we have to show Steve.
I feel like there's going to be one Saturday where I'm about to watch John Wick. There's been so many misadventures with me watching John Wick, and everything's going to align. I'll have a nice like slice of pizza and a beer, and I'm like, John Wick. And then my glasses are going to break. Like, but there was time now. there was finally time.
You know what? Watch it blurry, dude. It's that awesome. Here's how awesome it is, dude. I watched that movie one time with my dad. I was like, all right, Dad. Like, you don't like a lot of movies that don't star John Wayne. But let's check it out. It's on Showtime. It's at 10 o'clock at night. We don't want to talk. let's watch John Wick. Watching this movie, my dad's not saying a word the entire time. Fuck, another wasted movie with dad. He's not liking it. Movie hits credits. My dad just turns to me. He's like, that was a good goddamn movie. I was like, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, John Wick.
I did it.
Oh, dude, I was clicking my heels all the way to that guest bedroom.
So the RoboCop gets out. He stops this robot. And then, like, these robot hunter racists go on television and like, that's these fucking robots are taking our jobs and we're gonna make them go crazy.
And these guys are dressed like the Ku Klux Klan.
They are. Sorry. Like, yes. They look like knights of the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah. Shredder. I thought April O'Neil. I thought there was a bit of a Shredder going on.
There is a bit of a Shredder as well.
Yeah. Sorry, Steve.
No, that's fine. We're at a diner. It's a couple cops at a diner eating hamburgers. And we're watching the news, and they're like, yeah, basically these robots went nuts because this Brotherhood took responsibility. Also, what you want to do, Brotherhood, is make robots go crazy, but then not take credit for it. And
exactly.
Then be like, those fucking robots are crazy.
They couldn't stay out of the fucking limelight, dude. That's the problem. That's the downfall of the Brotherhood. The bragging. Man.
And I think there's like one of these cops is like, well, like some... because. Okay, so the waitress robot trips or something. He's like, ah, God damn it, it's just another fucking crazy robot. It's like, you people, you're not even people. And then there's some like defense of robots.
It's like a scene out of Crash. Like they're all in this diner yelling at each other. Like, well, I think they could take some responsibility.
We cut to a California bungalow, and Kevin Dillon's robot dad is shitting his pants.
what's his name?
A lot of people in that movie.
you picked the wrong one. Michael Pena?
Michael Pena's robot little cousin gets killed in a robot drive-by.
He didn't have
a magic bullet goes or something.
He didn't have his robot magic cape on.
Whatever. So
all us robots are connected, dude.
So the robot
that's just robot pop propaganda.
That's what someone says in this episode.
Yes,
robot
they do,
which is great. So basically, there's like a two cops that really hate robots. They're really seething about it. And they hate RoboCop too. Which I mean, like RoboCop's a cyborg at best.
Which
he makes a point.
Yeah, that's right. Because like one of the cops is like, "You fucking dirty robot."
I'm actually a cyborg.
I'm a cyborg on my mother's side, sir.
He pulls this cop up by his shirt straps, and he's like, I'm actually a cyborg. Get it right or pay the price.
Yeah, piece of shit by any other name there.
Wow.
I just remembered who I was thinking of, Ludacris.
Oh,
he opens up a cage, and it's full of little robots.
What a stupid end to that movie, huh?
Oh, man, that movie sucks. Best picture of the year, 2004 or whatever.
Yeah, that sucked.
And the Oscar goes to Crash?
Crash.
Capote. So, man, when is Jack Nicholson going to be back at the Academy Awards? I've been waiting a couple of years now. I'm getting scared.
I think the in memoriam.
I know. I'm getting scared, dude.
Or after a lot of opioids.
I would like that. A real fucked up, old, crazy Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah, that'd be different.
Breath of fresh air.
Yeah. So these robots, we go to some scientist. He's the one that's supplying these racists with... The racists devices. Always have the masks on because you know, obviously, one of these racist cops is one of the robot haters.
Yes, yeah.
Like, we're not stupid here. I'm a baby, but I'm not stupid, baby.
I guess there's a thin line between cop and criminal.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is kind of saying something.
The thin metallic line.
Yeah, it's kind of like The Departed.
Speaking of The Departed, there is a robotic rat on this guy, the scientist's shoulder.
Yeah, you know what? That doubles as a robotic sex toy, by
absolutely.
The way.
Yeah, that ending in The Departed, that when that cartoon rat comes out, like, what's going on?
Hey,
there.
Hey, you get it?
It's got a little like top hat and like scepter, and it does a dance.
What you've just seen is a dramatization.
I've always had, it's completely imagined, but like this on the other side where you can't see where the rat goes by, it's Martin Scorsese just holding like a cube of cheese.
Just like get this rat to come over. I want to get this rat to come across the frame right now.
It's important that he does it this way.
You should see what you should see what a rat would do to this cheese. That you should see.
You stick this cheese in that rat.
You look up in that window over there. You see that? You see that? That's a fucking rat with my wife. You want to know what a .48 Magnum would do to a woman's vagina? That you should see.
Now, you know what? You want to make RoboCop a cartoon? Let's make Taxi Driver
a cartoon.
Oh, totally.
It's like Harvey Keitel is like the Shredder, and he's got like a couple of bumbling buffoons. Yep. You've got a fun, plucky, what's her face?
Prostitute.
What's her name?
Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster is there. Albert Brooks cartoon is there.
Sybil Shepherd is much like the April O'Neil.
He's always outside the diner. And they just, whenever somebody's got a problem, they know to come and get him. He's eating himself a sandwich.
They have a cartoon Peter Boyle. Yes. And all of his dialogue is bleeped. Just like, he's like, you can't hear a word he's saying.
He's like the splinter that he goes to. Wizard.
Voiced by the same person as Rocksteady. Yes. Probably Welker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. Oh, man. So,
I mean, like, they're amping it up.
Yeah, they're escalating. They have another device that they're going to launch, which will, like, they don't need little tiny balls to mess up, like, one robot at a time. Like, all the robots in old Detroit are going to get fucked up.
There's a robot drive-through with a clown robot that's terrifying.
Oh, you mean the restaurant chain known as Bogus Burger? No one is eating at a place called Bogus Burger. FYI, cartoon creators. Well,
I might try.
Shitty cheeseburgers.
You might as well just call it shitty cheeseburgers. No billion sold.
Also, can we talk about my favorite part where the when it happens at the drive-thru, where two yuppies or like punk new wave individuals,
like surfer punks,
are trying to get their Bogus Burgers, and the trash goes haywire.
Yes,
the trash collector, and he's like, "Trash everywhere! everywhere!"
The garbage truck is also a sentient robot. That's fucking dangerous,
dude. You fucking try and take the garbage man's job away. You just fucking try it in New York City.
You want to die? You want to die tonight?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're called New York Strongest for a reason.
But what if they got a salary from the government and did nothing? You know, what if we all got a standard of living check and we did nothing? How about that?
Yeah, the new hobbies would those guys would be robot beating.
That's fine. That's fine. Well, that'll give something to the other robots to repair the robots.
What's totally fucked up about this Bogus Burger drive-thru incident is that then, like, the garbage truck rolls. Like, he dumps all this trash all over these people. They're, like, stuck in it. And then you see the car or, the garbage truck robot, like, drive over the car. And I'm like, well, those two people are dead.
Sure.
Cut to them, like, being interviewed on the evening news. And I was like, no. Well,
in the middle of being drowned with garbage.
Man, that's a way to go.
They are asking for their burger still.
You call that shredded, man. You want to talk about shredded.
That's right, though. They're like, hey, man, what about the Bogus Burgers? I fucking vomit all over me.
I vomited shit all over me, but I need my burgers.
It's illegal to drown someone in garbage. Hey, buddy, drop it. Drop that garbage, buddy.
There are several scenes of RoboCop, like, trying to arrest other robots, which is pretty good. And you know what?
Is there a robot jail? That's my question.
Ooh. No, it's just a closet where everybody's powered off.
Sense. Send them to robot jail.
You can't put them in Gen Pop with fleshy humans.
Yeah, they just rip their arms off.
Yeah. Although maybe you should. Maybe you should put
them
in.
Can we talk about the grossest scene in this episode? Mm-hmm. Is when
the sex scene?
They go back to this diner and this diner owner is definitely fucking that robot waitress. Yeah, without question.
A robot should never have a lipstick on.
Yep.
Just an FYI. Yeah. Well, I'm looking at you, Westworld.
Lipstick and forearms.
Looking at you, every robot designer ever.
I was going to say, you definitely have to ask the warehouse for that. The robot comes standard without any kind of lips, any kind of mouth.
But as Andrew was saying, those Japan videos of them giving flowers, they all got pretty little lips.
Yeah, it's weird because it's we know as a society, one day they're giving us flowers and the next day we are fucking them.
The thing is, it's inevitable.
Yeah.
I know you don't want to live in a world where robots give you flowers and fuck you.
Music for you or whatever.
They're going to play music. Yeah.
That's Asimov's is that?
It's like the ninth law. Yeah. Like they'll mow your lawn and you fuck it. I mean, that's the thing. Because we as a society, like this perverted human society, it can never be like, let's just invent this thing to be a night watchman. Or let's invent this thing to like work tirelessly to find a cure for cancer. It has to work tirelessly to find a cure for cancer and I have to be able to fuck it.
You know know? Do you know? This is your failing of understanding what a basic human is, and that is a dangerous, stupid ape. And you know, maybe you know, we're gonna fuck them for a while, and then they're gonna, you know, they'll evolve, and they'll maybe rule us one day, and look, maybe, man, that's what our godhood is creating something in our image.
I honestly think we're gonna be both fucking them and allowing them to cure cancer for us
at the same time.
I think they're gonna be doing the same. I don't think either's gonna be slowed down by the other one. I think it's gonna be across the board.
2050, Chris Cabin comes in with his new scientist wife.
Isn't she pretty? Red hair.
She got the lipstick. I paid extra for the lipstick.
So yeah, but
her name is TRL59.
So it's just Murphy and Nancy Allen, whose character I keep forgetting.
I don't remember.
And in the robot diner. And Murphy's got his helmet off.
It's disgusting.
I just feel like the owner's like, hey, I'm Murphy. Not to be a jerk or nothing. We love it here. We got your $20 bill right behind the desk. It's the first robot that ever paid me cash. I love you like a son. However, when you're eating, you got to keep that helmet on, brother.
Well, I'm imagining the Good Night and Good Luck movie going on behind, where one of the animators is like, no, you're keeping the fucking, we're not going to make them vomit in the, you know, you draw a helmet on. No, I'm not going
to
do it.
It's just so disgusting, dude, because you see this like fucking stapled skin to this metallic skull.
What's the deal? Is RoboCop like, is that the only flesh part? Or what? I haven't seen it in a bit.
I think
are there any other bits?
The brains and the heart, I think.
Probably.
The spinal column? I don't know if there's much else.
They definitely
that
are like...
dick is gone.
Oh, yeah.
Long gone.
That
long
dick
gone.
Is gone.
That's not fucking Kurtwood Smith's fucking wall, man.
Yeah.
It was an elk and Alex Murphy's dick.
Yeah, Boddicker took that as a trophy.
The villain from Commando bought it in an auction.
So somehow we make our way to the old Detroit Museum of Natural History.
They
get
a tip, whatever. Yeah, and he's gonna set this thing where all the robots are going to go nuts. A lot of people are like protesting against robots because, you know, people can get whipped up by fucking demagogues in this world.
With clever signs such as robots are stupid. That was my favorite one. I saw
one lock her up. I'll be honest with you. I saw at least one lock her up.
These robots, they're stupid. They're coming here.
They're rapists. They come over.
And some of them, I imagine, are good robots.
Some of them do their job. I'm sure of it.
I saw in Jersey City 1,000 robots cheering 9/11.
I saw. There's video. There's video.
There's video. It might look like that there a bunch of toasters fell off a truck, but in reality, those were dancing little robots. They were baby robots, anchor baby robots.
Have you ever seen Ghostbusters 2? When the little toaster dances, it sickens me.
I will also never, ever give a condo to a robot.
You put R on that application.
Oh, yeah, just a tiny R in the corner of the application.
I have nothing against those robots. It's just that's not part of this neighborhood. I mean, you look around this neighborhood, you don't see many other robots.
But I'm very good with the bots. The bots love me.
And you know, if you want to speak about robot issues, the inner circuits. Let's talk about the inner circuits.
These robots are getting shot in the face with lasers.
They're living in hell.
Yeah.
Whatever. They
win
stop
the day.
The
yeah.
Clan.
They just, yeah. I mean, and like the one of the cops, wouldn't you know it, turns out to be the racist.
It's this this dude Putter.
And the Brotherhood endorsed me. I'll say that. I'm not gonna denounce them.
You know the grossest thing that I realized? It's not that diner scene. The grossest thing is that all the Brotherhood dudes are calling each other Flesh Brother.
Oh wow. Yeah,
and like, so Putter's going down.
What is that initiation like?
This dude is, yeah. It's a lot of you show me yours.
A lot of Putter.
Yeah, a lot of putt. But no, like, they're going down, and this guy's like, don't worry about it, Flesh Brother. We'll be out in no time. And you're like, ew.
I'll see you in prison, Flesh Brother.
And then, I don't know, I guess Murphy gets to eat at that diner again.
Yeah, everyone kind of learns a little bit of a lesson that, you know, you shouldn't...
he saves a racist cop.
Yes, that's right.
He's a robo-racist.
Maybe you should learn a lesson that maybe robots aren't the enemy.
And the racist robot cop actually kind of like does it with a bit, like he has a little bit of sauce on it.
Oh, yeah,
he's kind of like, you know, but he's a cop. And you know, I it sickens me. I'm gonna say that now to everybody who's here, and I want them to hear me. But you know, cop's cop.
That was yeah. There was the original episode, not the brother. The original episode title wasn't The Brotherhood, but One of the Good Ones.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Was anybody embarrassed watching this?
Yo. No.
You said yes?
Yes.
I would say no.
I wasn't like really either.
It's no. It's kind of just whatever. Like, if it was on Netflix, I mean, you can catch us on YouTube, by the way. Just type in RoboCop cartoon.
Yeah, it's whatever. There. A lot of it's there. Because, again, I think it has a lot to do with that 90s, like late 80s, early 90s animation style. It warms me in all the right places, man.
And
it makes me feel like a kid again.
Because it's based off a movie property I know.
Well. R-rated movie property.
Yes, so it's
hyper-violent.
Like, to a degree, I guess there is an element of curiosity, but like, I don't know. I was watching it, and I think it was just, I'd seen so many of these in a row, because we do a lot of research for this show, as it turns out.
Yeah.
That was just like, no, not this one. This one I'm done with.
Not like this.
I feel fucking awful about
it's
this.
It's great having Chris Cabin back. He loves art cartoons.
I do. Like Rugrats.
Yes.
Oh, gross.
Do you like Rugrats?
No.
But what's that one that I'll never watch, the claymation Max and...
Oh, Max and Mary.
Yeah,
Mary and Max.
Mary and Max.
Oh, that movie's sad.
Yeah, it's really good though.
I'm sure it is. I'm not gonna watch it.
That's fine.
You want a cartoon RoboCop? I'm sorry, Philip Seymour Hoffman. You probably should have voiced a cartoon RoboCop. Then I would have watched that.
Oh man, that would be great.
Would you have?
Yes. How about a cartoon based on The Master?
Oh, that, right? Perfect. It's like they change it a little bit. They make it more of a Jekyll and Hyde story, and it's like when like Joaquin Phoenix's character is like drinking that fucking paint thinner cocktail he makes, he turns into like some suave dude.
Right, sort of like The Mask, but with Dianetics.
The Masker. That's what it would be called. Yeah. Mashup cartoons.
Yeah, mash it up.
Hey, dude. Pachuco.
That's Animation Damnation. Thank you so much for subscribing to our Patreon. If you want more We Hate Movies, check out whmpodcast.com. Until next month, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Chris Cabin.
Steven Zeta.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.